Moody composed the second song a few months later in the summer of 1939 about an outrageous practice that was fairly widespread in California in the 1930s, whereby the police would deputize armed men, often they were members of the American Legion, World War I veterans, to aid in maintaining, quote, law and order, which was really a euphemism for breaking strikes. This seems to have begun as early as 1930 during a strike in the Imperial Valley when Legionnaires served as strike-breaking deputies because they offered a kind of convenient, able source of personnel for vigilante action, that is, the veterans did. Here's what Kevin Starr, the historian of California, wrote. The deputization of Legionnaires conferred on their night rides and daylight beatings, their roundups and trashing of migrant camps, the mask of legitimate police action. Vigilantes disrupted strike meetings. They dumped the belongings of migrant families on the highway. They beat up union leaders. They paraded past migrant labor camps, brandishing clubs and nightsticks to terrify the residents. And we're not talking about a couple of people or just a small number of people. Instead, this was organized on a county-by-county basis in California. It's estimated that there were 5,000 vigilantes that were taken on in five counties in the state. They often acted as agent provocateurs and broke up one strike in another, carting union leaders off to jail, all because they had just been deputized, given some official authority to do this. Well, Woody Guthrie had once written of watching American Legion vigilantes in their, quote, black sedans with hot searchlights, breaking up picket lines, using the axe handles. They didn't actually hit people with the axe and kill them. They would just hit them with the axe handle and badly hurt them. And he composed a song called Vigilante Man that summer of 1939. And in it, as you'll see, there's a reference to Preacher Casey, who, of course, was the Preacher Casey from John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath. And in fact, in the novel, for those of you who remember, Preacher Casey is leading a strike. He meets up with Tom Joad, and he tells him that he's, quote, been trying to start a union, got one started, and then them vigilantes busted up. And shortly after Preacher Casey says that to Tom, the vigilantes, in fact, appear, and one of them kills Casey with a pick handle. So I'm going to try to play this, on this National Steel guitar. This is the song Vigilante Man that Woody Guthrie wrote. And he wrote it again to a Carter Family tune. Today has been a lonesome day. Sad song was called Sad and Lonesome Day. This National Steel guitar was invented by a man named John Dopiera, who emigrated to the United States from Austria-Hungary. Was a wonderful inventor of all sorts of musical instruments. And this first came on the market in 1927. This guitar actually dates from 1932. And it has these aluminum kind of things in it, resonators, that make it much louder than a regular guitar. So it was very useful for guitarists and orchestras because the guitar couldn't be heard in an orchestra. But this guitar could be heard. The National Steel guitar would be played by many Hawaiian guitarists, would be played by many blues musicians. Son House was noted for playing the steel guitar. And it's kind of no longer had its popularity once electric guitars came along. Then you could play a guitar and be heard. So around the time of World War II, when electric guitars came into use, this guitar went out of use, but now, of course, it's made a comeback because it's an authentic blues guitar. And anyway, you play it with this slide, and think when you're fretting a guitar, if you hit the right fret, you get the right note. With the slide, you can get, you know, a million different notes on any given string. So you kind of hope and pray that you Vigilante Man on a National Steel guitar. And Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Well, what is a vigilante man? Tell me, what is a vigilante man? Has he got a gun and a club in his hand? Is that down in the engine house, stopping just as still as a mouse? And come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that stormy day? We pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. And come along, gave him a little race. Was that vigilante man? Just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that vigilante man? Oh, why does a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother or sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. Herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.